USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Leading senators on the health committee are looking to create a 9/11 style commission to investigate the origin of and the United States' response to COVID. Washington State Democrat Patty Murray and North Carolina Republican Richard Burr releasing a draft of the Prevent Pandemics Act last week. It would set up a 12-member task force to hold hearings with power to subpoena witnesses to testify. Burr saying in a statement the committee hopes to address a pandemic response and the CDC's confusing guidance. Snow, ice, and rain are blanketing the East Coast, impacting millions. The storm that brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, now bringing snow to Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
President Biden made about the 30-minute trip to Maryland on Friday, where he addressed a local iron workers union in Upper Marlboro. The president signing an executive order on project labor agreements for federal construction projects. There, the president talks about his visit to Pittsburgh last week and expresses a need for better infrastructure.
Across the country right now, there are countless buildings, ports, airports, power stations, and other federal construction projects that need to be modernized and built for the future. We can't count on miracles like happened out in Pittsburgh. Prevent tragedies that are waiting in plain sight.
The president also praising union workers, calling them the hardest working, best trained workers in the world. Delta is asking the feds to help with unruly passengers. CEO Ed Bastian sending a letter to the U.S. Department of Justice asking to put unruly passengers on the national no-fly list. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The CEO of Spotify is defending his response to a protest over COVID misinformation, according to some people. Daniel Eek saying they've listened to medical experts demanding action against podcaster Joe Rogan. The streaming music service is now adding warnings to any content that mentions coronavirus, and Rogan says he'll work to balance his show. This, as constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says, this isn't a free speech issue, it's about much more.
I want to emphasize that a lot of people on the left that have said that if it's not prohibited on the First Amendment, it's not a free speech issue. That's not true. I mean, the First Amendment is not the exclusive domain of free speech. What they are doing is shutting down free speech. The left has come on to a winning strategy. They were the targets of censorship during the McCarthy period, but they've discovered that if they use corporations to control speech, it falls outside the First Amendment. But it's not true that what they're doing is not a free speech attack. It is. They're trying to stop people from speaking on these platforms, and they're being much more successful than McCarthy ever did. McCarthy, you know, if the extent of their success would make McCarthy blush today.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.